our first storyteller tonight has a story about what he calls puppy love. But it is a special kind of puppy love. You know, when we think of puppy love, we think of youth, we think of boundless energy, we think of all those little wonderful bites that puppies give us. But then, of course, puppies grow, puppies mature, and puppies become our best friends and our lifelong companions. So here to tell us a story in that vein, John Kirk.
Dream.
Well, my wife and I have been married for 65 years. Over the years, we've had our ups and downs, but here we are. Yeah. When I'm asked, how do I account for my long marriage, I say, well, it's based on inertia and scar tissue. But that's not entirely true. There is another important factor, and that is love. I fell in love with Peggy when I entered the fifth grade at Voris School in Akron, Ohio, 77 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a long time, isn't it? Yeah. Now, it took Peggy a little longer to do that, more than a few years, perhaps a few decades, but here we are. But the beginning of this relationship was not so good. There were problems. When I came into the fifth grade, I was given the front seat in row 3 in Mrs. Grant's classroom, and 2 seats behind me, there was this girl. And she had the sweetest look. Her cheeks were gorgeous. I mean, I just like to look at her cheeks. And her eyes were so interesting and blue. And I had never thought about liking to look at a girl. Girls were just there, they didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, but here I am. I can't help not. I would try to pretend I was looking back to see something in the back of the room, but I was really sneaking glances of her, that girl. She did all kinds of things to me. She made the bottom of my stomach drop out. It was, and you know, I mooned around all the time. At home, I would lie in the carpet and just not do anything, just lie there kind of breathless. And my mother would say, what are you doing? Get up. And I'd say, I can't. I just... So finally, my mother said, puppy love? And I didn't know what that was, puppy love. When she explained it to me, I said, no, not at all. This is something different. It's very deep and profound. I used to go down to the apple tree next to her house. I would sit up in the apple tree and look at the house, hoping to catch a glimpse of her, either through a window or if she would come out. And if I did, it was wonderful. And I the students began to tumble to this. They began to realize something was going on. And for a while there, they were chasing us around the school ground, trying to make us kiss. Now, I fought that furiously. That's ridiculous. I don't want to kiss this girl. I love her. You see, I didn't quite know how it worked in those days. So, anyway, my mother and Peggy's mother, my mother thought it was cute that we were having this thing. And they got together, the two mothers, and they decided it would be nice if we had a date, an actual date. and we could go together to a movie on a Saturday afternoon, and that would be neat. So I thought that was great. I was a little tentative, but I thought that's great. So anyway, they worked it out, and we were not going to go to the neighborhood theater. We were going to the movie palace downtown. So we got on the bus, and we went down, got off the bus, and we had to walk a few blocks to the theater, and I started walking, and I realized there was no one beside me. So I turned around and looked, and there she was. She had just stopped back there. I said, "Come on." She said, "No, no, she wouldn't do that." Okay, so I walked on some more, and then I stopped again, and I looked back. She had stopped. And then I realized she didn't want to be seen with me. Now, I don't know whether this was because she didn't want to, she was a little leery about being seen on a date, or maybe there were other reasons which I really don't want to go into. Okay. So finally we got to the box office and got our ticket, and we entered Lowe's Theater. We called it Lowe's in those days. Lowe's Theater, and it was something. When you got inside the door, there was a long lobby that went up to where the theater entrance was, and on either side were these huge statues and columns. It was a Moroccan castle. It was fantastic. This was a theater palace, and it was breathtaking. It was made of plaster, but I didn't know that. It looked real. So we got up there, and at the head of the lobby, there was an usher in a uniform with a hat, and he led us into the theater and helped us to find our seat. Now, that was class. But when we got into the theater, we looked up, and there above us was a nighttime sky with twinkling stars all over, and below the stars, moving clouds. It was spectacular, you know. And before the show began, suddenly we heard organ music playing very swiftly, and suddenly the lights came up, and there on the left-hand corner, up out of the basement came Wild Oscar and his organ, and he would play, and he turned to us, greeted us, and then he pointed our attention to the screen, and there on the screen were the lyrics of the song he was singing, and there was a bouncing ball, and he said, "Follow the bouncing ball," and so we followed the bouncing ball and had a group sing at the Lowe's Theater before the play began. It was neat. But now the movie came on, and suddenly there I was, alone in the theater next to this girl that just I couldn't deal with. But I felt very nervous. I had sweaty palms, you know. And I thought, well, if we're here, and I could feel her body heat, seemed really right next to me. And I could also feel the tension field, the energy that was going on, because neither one of us really knew what the heck to do with all this. So I was sitting there, I thought, well, this is a date, so I'll reach out and try to maybe take her hand. Now, that would be a good idea. So I reached out and I touched her hand. And then she pulled it away, and I thought, well, okay, that's not going to work. Then I sat there longer, and it was tense. And I don't know what movie was showing, and I don't think I knew that night which one. That I was too busy involved in trying to escape, live this through this. So I decided the best thing to do maybe is to casually put my arm on the back of the seat, and then gradually as the movie went on, I could move it forward, and pretty soon, if I played my cards right, I could get my arm around her shoulder and stuff, and it would be But then I thought, how would I do that? If I do it slowly like this, I'll look silly and it's crazy and it doesn't look right. just relax, just do it. People do it all the time and throw your arm over the back of the chair. And I thought, but it has to be quick because otherwise it'll look phony. And so I stood there long. Finally, I decided I'm going to do it. So I put my arm up to put it, and my elbow hit her head, and she fell over and yelled. She screamed, and I thought, my God, I killed her, you know. And finally she raised up her head, and apparently still in pain, and slowly she turned and gave me the most withering look of hate I had ever seen. So it wasn't such a good start to this relationship, and you can imagine that most people would have thought there was little chance of it continuing. But here we are, 75 years later, and we are deeply in love with each other, both of us. And that's great. Thank you.